This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Are you guys feeling judgy at all? Because I need judgy people. We need some judginess. Oh my God, I forgot. Who am I talking to?
All the time.
Constantly. I hate to say it, but...
I mean, by the way, that the coronavirus ship got to dock, I just heard.
Oh, someone took them
really?
In.
They just keep pulling into places like, hey, can we go? Like, no!
Keep moving.
Like, every single...
Next one.
Even
trying.
Even Guam, which is U.S.
We own Guam.
We own Guam, and it's a princess cruise ship, I think. Guam was like, keep moving!
Okay.
They said no.
Who finally
who took them? Yeah.
Cambodia.
Oh.
Cambodia's like, yeah, I don't care. Coronavirus is step up from what we got going here.
At least they're docked. That's good news for them.
All right, so they're not, okay.
So this kind of has to do with the coronavirus, and like this is where we need our judginess. A Michigan woman, like she literally was suspected of robbing a bank. She goes into a bank and she's got the mask on.
Okay.
And I think she's got one of the bigger ones, like...
Oh, the big industrial...
It's definitely not just the stupid little paper one. It might still be paper, but it had more layers, and it covered more of her face.
Okay. Like a surgical, more intense one.
100%.
All right.
She went into the bank, and she was like, already,
sketchy.
I get it.
No.
And they were like...
They tackled her, or...
The teller said, please take your mask off. And she said no. And he's like, I need you to take your mask off. She didn't. Teller hit the panic button, which essentially locks the bank down.
Yeah.
She can't get out. Nobody can get in. Nobody can get out. SWAT, police, everybody comes in.
Oh, no.
OMG.
Now, I mean, when the police get there, it's obvious she's not robbing the bank. But she was inconvenient. Like, I'm trying to figure out whose side I'm on. Here's the deal. She has a weak immune system. So she can't, she's susceptible not just to coronavirus. She can get the flu. She can get the cold. She can get everything. She cannot.
She lives in this. When she goes outside, this is her normal.
So judgy people.
I already know who I'm.
You do? Okay. Go ahead. Which side are you on?
I'm definitely on the teller in the bank. Yeah.
To hit the panic button?
Yes.
You know it's just a.
She's following person. Yes. I know that's going to be a surgical mask, but still, they have to follow their federal procedures.
Really?
Yes.
Because I'm going to say this. You're not supposed to have sunglasses. Like, you have to take your sunglasses off and stuff. And you wear these transition lenses at this point that when you're outside, it takes like 5 minutes.
It does.
So if you were to walk into a bank, say, wearing a hat and the shades,
you're right on.
They can lock the bank down and say that you are a threatening. Yeah, if you have your hoodie up.
All that.
You look like the Unabomber.
That's a judgment call by trained tellers. Yes, that technically.
So
I can
your
get
transition
that
lenses could end you in prison.
Her mask.
So?
Yeah.
You're still on that side.
I'm on the side of the bank. They have their federal procedures.
Mm.
We both dated tellers in our past.
For sure. I just don't think they'd pull the trigger.
And I'm sorry about that lady. I'm sorry about the lady, but the tellers don't know that lady's condition unless she's a regular customer.
But if she's not sliding a note across, why would you hit the button?
Any moron in America knows you do not enter.
So
you're on this side too?
I don't want to be. My first instinct was like, you inconvenienced everyone in that bank.
Truth.
And then also... all of the cops and SWAT and whoever else had to show up for nothing. Like, but
she can't. You guys want her to take it
she'll
off?
She'll die if she takes it off.
Yeah. I mean,
I gotta say, I'm just mad at the lady because there are other options.
There
you
are.
Can go through the drive-thru. You can go to the ATM.
Nice. Online banking or something.
Yeah.
Was she there for the dum-dum suckers? She was there for the free sucker.
I feel like, yes. She was like, how's she gonna eat the sucker?
That's
she's got to put it through. She had to poke a hole through her mask anyway.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.